live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's the end of September and the nights are beginning to draw in, and we start to look to the wonderful time of fireworks season. We traditionally think of this as beginning of November, but actually fireworks happen at any time. Dr. Mifanui Hill, the 105 vet, is here, and we're going to look at how you can desensitise your pets to the noise of fireworks, because it's quite a worrying time for pets. Good morning to you, Mifanui.
Hi, Alex. Great to be with you.
Now, this is a good time to do this. We've actually planned it enough time that you can do this before November. But actually, fireworks happen a lot of the time, don't they? So it's probably a good thing to do anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think every year we talk about desensitization. We've been doing this for a few years now, haven't we?
Yeah.
And I always say, oh, we're a bit late this year, but in future years, maybe you can also think about doing desensitization. But you're right, this year we're a bit more organized. But noise desensitization is something that can apply not just to fireworks, but to any sort of scary noise in and around the home for our pets. And it does take time. So that's why we're sort of doing it well in advance this year. But the basic principles, yeah, absolutely, they can be applied to anything around the house, because we have to remember our dogs and our cats have got much better hearing than we do. And so our homes can be really, really noisy environments for them, and they can find that quite stressful. Noise desensitization mostly works for dogs. There's not really that much research in it used for cats, and certainly not really for other prey species, so house rabbits and things like that. But so we'll focus on dogs. But the kind of principles of positive behavioral reinforcement are things that you can use for all animal training. So, you know, there's some kind of very core principles that will apply regardless of the species.
Excellent. So what's the kind of first step? And when you say about noise, I've just thought about, you know, turning on the Hoover sometimes or a washing machine. These can set animals off, can't
doorbells
they?
Are a classic one. Yeah. Doorbells and Hoovers are classic trigger points for dogs, particularly dogs that have got sort of nervousness and anxiety. So the first thing that we really need to think about is writing a list of the noises that our pets find stressful. So if we're thinking specifically about fireworks to begin with, okay, so we probably don't have fireworks lying around the home that we're just going to let off, but thankfully, there are loads of recordings online. So if you go on a streaming website, if you go to a video streaming site, you can buy CDs, you can download, you know, MP3 files, etc. There are loads of different versions of firework noises available to sort of help specifically with this process. But if you wanted to desensitize for something else, then you need to make a list of all of the noises that you want to desensitize. And you want to start off with something that is common, but that your dog is just unhappy with, but not absolutely terrified of. So you kind of want entry level. And if you're doing fireworks, then what you're going to do is you're going to get your audio file and you're going to play it on a really, really low, really quiet noise setting to begin with. So once you've identified your noise, you're going to make sure that your dog has got somewhere safe to be outside of the room that you're going to play the music from. So for a lot of dogs, this is going to be their dog bed. You might have them crate trained, so it might be their crate. And then you and your dog are going to sit maybe in your living room, and perhaps the crate is in another room, and you're going to turn up the volume ever so slightly. So it's just in the background, and you're going to give them lots of fuss. You're going to give them lots of treats. You're going to play with them so that they find this experience really positive. And you can do that for a couple of days with just a very, very low background level.
When you say you're going to put this on, how long would you say? It's like 10 minutes, 2 hours,
or just have it going
all the time?
5 to 10 minutes in the first couple of days is absolutely fine. Just so it's just loud enough that they're kind of aware of it, but you're doing something positive with them so that they can kind of refocus on you, basically. And then slowly over time, what you're going to do is increase the volume, and you're going to carry on giving them lots of positive reinforcement. But as soon as your dog like runs away, if they seem like they're getting scared, you have to stop. And then you have to restart, and you always restart one step lower than you finished so that you're not kind of going back in at the point that they got terrified. So we want to really slowly build them up. And then because fireworks are something that can be kind of out of the blue, we don't really know when to expect them. As we build up to louder and louder sounds, you want to make sure that throughout the autumn and the winter time, when fireworks are most common, but, you know, they're not exclusive to the winter seasons, that they've always got somewhere safe that they can go and hide to, that they feel is like their area. And also you can pattern specific types of behavior in advance with them. So for example, you might want to close the curtains and get a big blanket out, have them sitting on your lap, and they start to associate closing the curtains and the big blanket coming out with like, this is cuddle time. And actually, I'm not scared of those big, loud, nasty bangs that come out of nowhere, because this is like, this is really good quality time with mum.
Yeah. <thing.
laughs> So it's all about really positive reinforcement. And as I say, slowly increasing the volumes. And once you've got them to a stage where you can have a reasonably loud firework audio file playing for, I don't know, 20 minutes, half an hour, somewhere else, you know, in the house, then you're going to work towards randomly turning it on, basically, so that you can simulate that idea of it just randomly happening. And you can do the same with doorbells. So you can actually get, you know, doorbell apps on your phone just specifically for this purpose. And you can train your dog when they hear the doorbell, rather than running up to the front door and barking and barking and barking, you can train them to go to their bed or to their crate, because every time you press the doorbell, you throw a treat in their crate, and they go and they sit and they wait, because doorbell means food, or it means cuddles, or it means they get their favorite toy. And then eventually, and you know, this does take a long time, and particularly noise reactive dogs will probably always be a little bit noise reactive still. But if we can make a little bit of improvement, that can be really beneficial, not just for our welfare, but for their welfare as well, because they're just running on a lower stress level. So it's a really, really valuable technique to try to use.
That's brilliant. I know that when we were first had our this cat we have now, Oscar, we have actually trained him, which is a bit of a surprise to me, that we have a little a dinger bell, like a reception yeah. bell, and every time we ding that, we were giving him food.
Yeah.
And so then we could call him in. He would come in from the garden now. If he hears that bell, he'll come in and wait for food. So
I was quite impressed
that it would even work. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, our cats when I was a child actually had exactly the same. You ping the dinner bell and they would come trooping in from the fields across the road ready for supper. So yeah, they're most animals, especially with positive reinforcement, are very trainable. And this idea, you know, that either because they're a rescue or because they're old, that you can't, if you use positive reinforcement and really good behavioral techniques, and obviously have a conversation with the dog trainer or a behaviorist or your vet or your veterinary nurse if you're getting stuck or if you're not sure. Because the key thing with fireworks is that a lot of people want to sedate their animals because their reaction is so extreme. And we don't really want that, right? We don't really want our animals drugged up to the eyeballs unless it's absolutely necessary. And so if there is, you know, sometimes you have to use both. Sometimes you have to use pharmaceuticals and behavioral training. But if you can get it down to just behavioral training, then that's a massive benefit for you and for your pet.
Yeah, and the key thing is it does take time.
Yeah,
so you have to be patient with it, don't you? And these things,
absolutely.
It's not going to happen overnight. It might take several weeks, if that, you know, if not more.
Yeah, I mean, months and months sometimes. And particularly if it's a very reactive dog and a very triggering noise, like a doorbell or the postman, for example, you know, this is lifelong learning for you and your pet.
Yeah.
But certainly fireworks, you can make really good inroads with fireworks in probably a month to 6 weeks if you do a little bit every day.
Yeah, so hence doing it from now.
Yeah, absolutely. Start now and you'll be ready for fireworks season.
Thank you very much. That's great, Mifanui. And we look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Absolutely. Bye-bye, Alex. Cambridge 105 Radio.